Shepherd Ambellus. He is the founder of IntelliHub website. He is a really not just that, guys. He's a filmmaker. He's a journalist. He has done tremendous work and research. He has a great, great site. If you go there, you get some great information. And so we're so glad he's with us. And you made some headlines this past week. You were on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. I've been on there a couple times, and that's a great interview when you're with him. And while you were being interviewed, apparently Elon Musk was listening. And when Elon Musk listens, we all listen, okay? And so you talked about several things, and we want to get into that. Tell us a little bit about your website, though, just for a second, if you would, Shepherd.
IntelliHub.com. I basically started doing all this about a decade ago. I was unhappy with what had happened, the downturn of the U.S. economy. we were seeing, you know, the banker takeover, all of this kind of stuff, and it kind of fired me up to go out and report what's really going on, because I noticed that I would watch the news and I wouldn't see anything about what's really happening. It was all kind of a propaganda push. And so I started doing this full time, and it's evolved ever since. So, you know, I've covered hundreds, if not thousands, of stories. I wrote over 10,000 articles. I'm the most authored journalist on the Las Vegas shooting with over 250 reports. I'm the most authored journalist on COVID with over 160 reports. And now my COVID investigation has taken another turn.
Yeah, and you know, and I noticed when you were saying that 10 years ago or so, that's the same time I started online with our daily YouTube videos and live broadcasting. So about the same time we started, it's quite amazing, because if you take a look at the current events that are going on around the world, we're in an ever-changing world. There's no question about it. And you can't hardly stop from one day to the next. We see more and more catastrophic, cataclysmic events. We see corruption. I was just announcing as you came on that John Brenneman is now going to be the key target of John Bulldog Durham's investigation by the U.S. Attorney William Barr, and his corrupted role that he played under the Obama administration with the CIA, and really may have been the instigator of not only the Arab Spring, but the birth of ISIS, when you talk about all of the weaponry he left behind. But let's dig in here for a minute. We want to talk a little bit about your thoughts on this. First, let's talk about the asteroid. It's coming first. It's coming April 29th. Asteroid 1998 OR2. So it's a big boy. It's 2.5 miles wide. It's going to miss. Is it 3.5 miles? So
yeah,
what?
3.5 miles.
Tell us about it.
NASA, it's not me saying this, so I want to be clear. I don't want to get a bunch of emails if this thing doesn't hit. We have the White House literally plans to mitigate this object and others, which I'm going to tell you about today. So the object is called 1998 OR2. It's inbound. It's basically NASA's variable data, which if you take a look at variable data from NASA, basically if asteroids are in orbit and we can track their orbit for multiple years and multiple passes and rotations, NASA's data is very accurate. If we just discover asteroids within a 90-day period or 30 days out or 60 days out, it's very hard to track that asteroid. That's what is going on with this asteroid 1998 OR2. So it's moving in, but NASA's variable data shows this trough that it can fluctuate within, which literally leaves it open for a direct impact with the Earth, not only on April 29th, but for several weeks after, as it follows alongside of us and re-intersects with us. So we have a potential for a window for 2 weeks of disaster regarding this asteroid. Coincidentally, the White House has a mitigation plan, which I broke on IntelliHub.com, and it's basically talking about how they plan to mitigate near-Earth objects. Now, this coincidentally was activated through the Stafford Act when President Donald Trump announced on March 13th that he announced a national security due to COVID, which my investigation has now led me to believe is some kind of cover, whether it's real or not, for this mitigation plan. And that's why we're seeing an unjustified military response buildup, pre-positioning, and deployment worldwide in nearly every country, martial law style lockdowns. And yet we see hospitals, I have hundreds of videos on IntelliHub from U.S. hospitals, all the biggest U.S. hospitals, local U.S. hospitals, and they're very empty. There's barely anyone in the parking lots. They furloughed nurses and doctors from 70 hospitals. There's really nothing going on, and it's not a war zone yet. They've set up triage-like tents all over the United States, all over every other country, temporary hospitals, temporary morgues, mass graves, and they have sports stadiums full of beds and ships, military ships, yet there's no one in any of this stuff, basically, at this point. Now, I know the mainstream media says it's a war zone, but it's absolutely empirically proven on IntelliHub with video evidence. They've literally been lying to us every day at the White House press briefings. And the White House has an active presidential level near-Earth object preparedness action plan, which I broke worldwide on April 7th on IntelliHub.com. The National Near-Earth Object Preparedness Strategy and Action Plan obtained by IntelliHub reveals that a presidential level interagency working group for deflecting and mitigating the impact of earthbound and near-earth objects has been activated and is currently working to detect and mitigate asteroids or comets from striking our planet. The official National Science Council plan named DAMIAN, which stands for Detecting and Mitigating the Impact of Earthbound Near-Earth Objects, authored in June of 2018, reveals how the U.S. government has been improving our nation's preparedness to address the hazard of near-Earth object impacts by leveraging and enhancing existing national and international assets and adding important capabilities across government. The plan, comprised by the National Science and Technology Council, the Committee on Homeland and National Security, and the Interagency Working Group for Detecting and Mitigating Impacts of Earthbound Near-Earth Objects, DAMIAN International Working Group, builds on efforts by the National Aeronautics Space Administration, Department of Homeland Security, and Department of Energy to detect and characterize the near-Earth object population and to prevent and respond to near-Earth object impacts on Earth, and has been activated through the Stafford Act, which was invoked by President Donald Trump several weeks ago in order to help fight the coronavirus. Now, they've been meeting with other international bodies. They've designated working groups, and they have been talking to the United Nations. This is real. It's posted on whitehouse.gov. This is what it's all about. So right now, if you go on IntelliHub.com, I just broke the most important report anyone will ever read in their entire life. It is called Doomsday Plan Activated. The real reason FEMA is in control and POTUS is now powerless. POTUS stands for President of the United States. So whether people want to believe it or not, Donald Trump is no longer the President of the United States currently, and all authority has been handed over under a national emergency to FEMA. So this article, the subheadline reads, looming extinction level event. Celestial objects may be on a direct collision course with Earth. White House issues plan to mitigate earthbound near-Earth objects in last-ditch effort to save humanity. The first asteroid, this is breaking right now, intersects Earth's orbit tomorrow, Wednesday, April 15th, then again another on April 29th and beyond. This is not a drill, but rather a real-world live exercise.
You know, we just checked this. This is Shepard Ambellis from IntelliHub.com. And we did just go through the space weather report from NASA there of all the asteroids that are coming April 15th. There's three. And one is going to be pretty close. That is asteroid 2020 GH2. It's going to miss us by 0.9 lunar distance. We're showing it on the screen right now in confirmation of what you're saying there, Shepard. And it's so, I mean, when you look at it, I was on the phone last night with my sister, and she's a nurse that works in a hospital in Florida. And she said to me, she said, normally, it's a large hospital, and she's in charge of this floor. She says, normally we have 250 patients in here at any given time. Now, she said, because of the coronavirus situation down here, people are afraid to come to the ER. They're afraid to come to the hospital, afraid they'll get sick with the coronavirus. So they're just staying home, staying away, and dealing with whatever's wrong with them. They're having chest pains or, you know, whatever. They're just not coming. They're afraid. She said, right now I have 100 patients, and they're almost all coronavirus patients. Almost, she's about 80% of them are sick with the coronavirus, and the rest of the beds are empty. So I did some checking on that. You're right. A lot of hospitals do have very low census right now because of people are just afraid to go, you know, afraid they'll get it.
Sure.
And, but you brought up another great point, and that is, let's take for instance that under the situation we're under with the coronavirus situation, let's just say though that there is these incoming asteroids or fragments that are coming that the government knows are coming, and we're about ready to have a debris filled impacts, and we've been hearing this from Mike from around the world and several other of our sources. So let's just say that we will. I mean, look at this. Comet Atlas is breaking apart. I'm looking right at pictures of it right now where it's that nucleus looks like three nucleuses. So
yeah,
there's going to be a debris field from that. Is it your opinion that we're going to enter this debris field, not only from these asteroids or this one on the 29th, but Atlas, Comet Atlas? Do you think we're going to, the government knows this in advance and they're preparing for the consequences?
Yes, sir, and it gets even worse. So you've probably heard of Planet X.
Of course.
This is not a theory.
Of course.
Planet X is not a theory. It's documented in history throughout every civilization on the planet. There's different names for it. It often has been reported that it's followed by the Blue Kachina.
Right.
Which, in my opinion, could be Atlas. A lot is matching up to this. It's common.
Wow.
This could be the Blue Kachina. Following the Blue Kachina is the Red Destroyer, which is a brown dwarf star system. It's the binary component to our solar system. It's a failed star. And along with that comes the planet Nibiru and a moon and this and that and some other objects. It flies independently in a highly elliptical orbit. All of this is documented, even in mainstream modern astronomy. That's all in this article on the main page of IntelliHub that I just broke, that is titled Doomsday Plan Activated, The Real Reason FEMA is in Control and POTUS is Now Powerless. It's literally like almost as long as a book to read this thing. But the gist of it is, when this planet moves in, and it's very hard to see, you can only see it with infrared telescopes, it pushes other things into us from the asteroid belt, but it also is a perturber. This is known by scientists and astronomers for a long time. So after the discovery of the planet of Neptune in 1846, astronomers speculated that another planet may exist beyond the orbit of Neptune, and that's when the hunt for this trans-Neptune object began. If you fast forward to 1847, the planet Uranus had nearly made up one full orbit since discovered by William Herschel in 1781, and astronomers had already detected irregular orbit, which couldn't be explained by Newton's law of universal gravitation. In 1845, other astronomers began to calculate the location of this hidden planet. In 1846, the Royal Society awarded several astronomers the Copley Medal. And it wasn't until the beginning of the 20th century that Percival Lowell theorized the existence of a perturber beyond Neptune, which he dubbed Planet X. As it turns out, this was also, his hypothesis was validated by Clyde Tombaugh's discovery of Pluto in 1930. Basically, they downgraded the name of Pluto, or Pluto as a planet.
Right.
This would allow this newly discovered planet that's reported on in 2014, 2015, Planet 9, which has a highly elliptical orbit. This allowed that to be called Planet 9 and not Planet 10, which coincidentally would be Planet X. And I feel like this was done on purpose so you couldn't use that search term to relate it with Planet X, Planet 10, okay?
Right.
So in fall of 2015, the New York Times published a piece that questioned, is there a Planet X, a massive perturber hidden beyond Pluto? Astonishingly, the report admits astronomers to date detected about 1,500 icy bodies in the Kuiper belt, and basically explains how a few of them are big enough to rank as dwarf planets.
You know, Shepard, when you look at this, we've studied it. We talk about it quite a bit here. Matter of fact, you know, the book Emmanuel Velikovsky, The Collision, Worlds in Collision, and you're talking about the exact same thing. I mean, the blue Kachina, we're talking about the Kuiper belt and all of the incoming asteroid and debris field. Yeah. And actually, folks, as you guys know, and we're so glad to have with us from the founder of IntelliHub.com, that's IntelliHub.com, it is Shepard Ambellus with us. Folks, we're getting ready to have that unbelievable webinar called MegaQuake 2020. Brock, tell people how they can get their ticket right now. 1 second, everyone. Due to coronavirus concerns, MegaQuake 2020 cannot be held live in Indianapolis. But you won't miss it. Everyone that's bought a ticket will be able to see it on demand May 1st and 2nd. And I'm going to send you a free gift as well. And if you want a ticket, go to my website at paulbegleyprophecy.com. We'll talk about Planet X, earthquakes, volcanoes, Cascadia subduction zone, New Madrid, all of it. Go to my website now. All right. So, guys, be sure and get your ticket to this webinar. Again, it's going to be May 1st, May 2nd. You want to go to my website at paulbegleyprophecy.com, click right on the MegaQuake banner, and get your webinar ticket ordered today. Do it now. Do it right now and be ready. I'm also going to send you, if you have a ticket to this great webinar, we've got great speakers. Of course, Clyde Lewis will be with us from Ground Zero. Also, John Moore, the Liberty Man, will be speaking about the seas rising and the pole shifts. Also, Gil Brizard, the famous amateur astronomer, will be speaking on Planet X, incoming Planet X and its effects on the Earth that you hear Shepard talking about right now. And don't forget, Mike from around the world will be telling us things that are happening with the Earth's oceans and a whole lot more about what's incoming. You're also going to hear from others. I can't remember everybody, but I'll be speaking as well, and Bishop Larry Ragland. It's just going to be unbelievable. But let me say something. I will send you for free the little green file that Heidi, first of all, the little green file that has the four different NASA scientists on it and their projections of the Jupiter collision of the inbound coming asteroid debris that Shepard is talking about. These calculations and equations are on the little green file except we're going to hide the names of the... We're not going to let you have the names of the astronomers because we're not going to do that to them people. But what we are going to do is give you Heidi's research on the green file. You get that for free, but you got to get your ticket. Shepard, let's come back to you again. Shepard Ambellus is with us. Again, tell us a little bit more, because it sounds like, you know, it was President Obama that first put in what they called the Armageddon office.
Right.
So we've known. The government's known for a long time. It's coming. Incoming asteroids coming.
So on January 30th of 1983, the New York Times reported in a piece titled Ideas and Trends, Clues Get Warm in the Search for Planet X, that something out there beyond the farthest reaches of the known solar system seems to be tugging on Uranus and Neptune. Okay, so they reported that. The bombshell report pointed out how some gravitational force keeps perturbing the two giant planets, causing irregularities in their orbits, and maintained that a force suggests a presence far away and unseen, a large object that may be the long-sought Planet X. Basically, after all of this happened, on November 9th of 1983, NASA reported that the IRAS telescope discovered a new object, possibly a dark asteroid or a dead comet or potentially a failed brown dwarf star. what came after this, see, all of this prompted the birth of Rex 84. What is Rex 84? This is all on IntelHub.com in the featured article at the top of the page. Readiness Exercise 84 was and still is a classified drill and scenario that may be used to detain large numbers of U.S. citizens who have been deemed to be security threats in the event that the president declares a national emergency.
What?
Now, I literally have camps being erected in Oregon and other states, and military personnel are at them right now. Again, there's no one in these camps right now. They're empty. But they have been activated just in the last month or so. Okay, reporter Alfonso Charity first revealed the plan in the July 5th, 1987 edition of the Miami Herald, which forced the U.S. government to address its plan for the mass internment of Americans in the event of an impending disaster to combat what the government claimed may be subversive activities. So they essentially used this their knowledge of Planet X and everything they knew about it to go ahead and create these detention camps because they knew what was coming. Okay,
is this part of
this
the underground?
Is all, there's testimony of this in this website. You can see Oliver North and them testifying, and where they talk about how it's super classified.
Shepherd,
the American people can't know about it.
Right. I mean, we know these FEMA camps have been in play for a long, long time, as you know. And what about these underground cities? I mean, do you think that that's also part of the plan for the elitists to hide?
They've been building underground bases. There's over 130 underground bases in the United States alone. I myself was privy enough to investigate the Denver Airport underground base. I was there under, I was granted permission from the New World Airport Commission, of all places, and I went there with the Travel Channel to investigate for a whole entire week, where I had access and free run of the airport facility.
What did you see, Shepherd? What did you see there?
Well, I found out a lot of information, and I didn't see much, but I know a lot of the details. I talked to security guards who had worked there from day one, and coincidentally, the network I was with didn't really want to conduct a real investigation, but rather a scripted investigation. When I came up with real world intel and presented it to the airport liaison, who's a liaison with the military base installation that's under the airport, her name's Kimberly, I don't remember her last name offhand, so she's basically like an airport spokesperson, and she got mad at me because it kept coming up and they knew I was a conspiracy theorist, and she goes, if you're so smart, then where is this located? And I proceeded to tell her, it's in the United Airlines wing under your airport. You're telling all your employees that there's an infectious mold down there. It's off limits to everyone. And she goes, if you're so smart, what's the door number? And I'll go check it out myself. And I told her the exact door number. It was like something like E43EB. It's in an article that you can find on Intel Hub that talks about the Denver International Airport underground base and my investigation. So when I told her that number, she goes, how did you know that? Who told you that? And she became very hostile, and that's all I needed to confirm beyond that. But beyond that, it's a 50-square-mile complex, and there's so much dirt pushed around on it. There was dump trucks coming out of it at midnight by the hundreds. They're still literally conducting operations there. I witnessed it with my own eyes. Of course, I didn't make it into any of the classified areas, but I talked to people. So that story's on Intel Hub. But all of this, the Rex 84 led, okay, so the birth of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, with the government's classified knowledge of the existence of a rather large inbound object into our solar system, not visible by the naked eye and only visible with powerful infrared telescopes such as the IRAS, came the creation of FEMA. And this was all created basically under executive orders which circumvent Congress and whatnot, and they invented FEMA, which people have referred to in reports as a secret government. And basically, in a report authored in 1995 by Harry V. Martin, titled FEMA, the Secret Government, the report makes clear that FEMA is not an elected body and does not involve itself in public disclosures. And even if even has a quasi-secret budget in the billions of dollars and documents how this government's organization has more power than the President of the United States or Congress. It has power to suspend laws, move entire populations, arrest and detain citizens without warrant, and hold them without trial. FEMA literally can seize property, food, supplies, transportation systems, and can suspend the Constitution. The report goes on to point out how not only is FEMA the most powerful entity in the United States, but it was not even created under constitutional law by Congress. It's a product of an executive order. Essentially, executive orders that are involved with this allow government to take over all modes of transportation.
Well, Shepard, that's what kind of what happened to Jesse Ventura. You know, when he came out with his television show, I think it had one season called Conspiracy Theorists. I mean, that's exactly what Jesse Ventura did, the former governor of Minnesota, and he went to several of these FEMA camps, and of course the government to this day denies that they exist. I think there's 851 of them, or some number. So obviously the government, going back to the 80s, has been preparing, even further than that, but at least through the 80s with the construction of the FEMA camps, and we know Alex Jones with the FEMA coffins and all the things going on, has been preparing for a catastrophic, cataclysmic event. And let me just say, as from a pastor standpoint, biblically, the Bible has been telling us. We've read it. We say, I know that's the Bible. It's Revelation. You know, I don't really want to read this. But it's told us that the incoming deep impact found in Revelation 8, that we're going to have at least two deep impacts. That's where the word wormwood comes from, that star wormwood that turns the waters poisonous and radiation, and the other one that hits the waters. I mean, we know, biblically, we've known that these catastrophic events are coming. Now, scientifically, scientific technology is catching up with the prophecies, and we're now living in a time that the Bible told us was coming. We'll be right back. Give us 30 seconds. Let me tell you about Megaquake 2020. Megaquake 2020 will be right back with Shepard and Bellis from IntelliHub.com. Get your tickets now, guys. Coronavirus concerns, Megaquake 2020 cannot be held live in Indianapolis. But you won't miss it. Everyone that's bought a ticket will be able to see it on demand May 1st and 2nd. And I'm going to send you a free gift as well. And if you want a ticket, go to my website at paulbegleyprophecy.com. We'll talk about Planet X, earthquakes, volcanoes, Cascadia subduction zone, New Madrid, all of it. Go to my website now. Folks, we got Shepard and Bellis with us from IntelliHub.com. He's done a great job with research, as you know. I'm really interested, again, let's go back to that Denver airport, because I find it fascinating, because I've been to that Denver airport a lot of times. I've looked at the mural, I stared at the murals and looked at all the stuff, and even those weird gargoyles down by the baggage claim. You ever seen those? Like, what are those things doing? So, but it's really mysterious, the fact that you was with the travel channel and got to do some investigation, even if it was on a soft, they wouldn't let you dig deep enough. Still, what is your, look, let's face it, Denver, Colorado Springs, there's a lot of underground labs and a lot of stuff going on there, isn't there, with DARPA and everybody?
Right. So it's what the whole real deal is basically the U.S. military and their underground bases, they bored tunnels to right under the 50-mile square property of the airport facility. So that was a separate operation. Now, when the airport was built on top of that, they built certain buildings that later were then intersected from underground and connected, which gives what's known as an intermediary entrance to the underground base. So what I found out was the United Airlines has contacts with the Department of Defense to shuttle congressmen, top U.S. officials on public planes. In the event that continuity of government is operated, they can just fly in on normal airlines, use a swift pass, and go into the base with the proper clearance. So that's basically why that is set up like that. And there's multiple reasons why you would set it up like that, but that's what I found. Now, keep in mind, they knew about this Planet X ahead of time, but they wanted more information. So what did they do? The first incursion into Iraq back in the first Gulf War, you guys can go look this up yourself, was literally named Operation Planet X. What did they do? They went right to the Baghdad Museum, and they went directly for ancient Sumerian Anunnaki cylinder seals, which basically talked about the story of the Anunnaki. Had all this information that Zachariah Sitchin and Dr. Jason Rand and others have talked about. And
these are ancient.
Went all through Iraq trying to gather this. At the same time, ISIS was trying to destroy these artifacts. So they went and they got even more information on this.
And so they were there to get these ancient scripts and tablets.
Of course, in the meantime, they can't let a good crisis go to waste. So they collected oil and whatnot and all that.
Right. But at the same time, I mean, look, let's face it now. ISIS was running around beheading a lot of Christians. Okay.
Right.
All right. So you go in, you got to stop these idiots from killing all these Christians needlessly. But while you're there, secure some of the oil, which Trump said he would do that if he ever had to go to war. And number two, go get the ancient scripts while you're there, too. Okay.
Yes, sir.
The government never does anything, one thing. They have, if you're going to do something, what else can you do while you're at it? I mean, so I always say this. The reason for war is not never one thing. There's many reasons why people finally pull the trigger and say, we're going to go in. And in this case, you've uncovered a very big one, and that is the ancient scripts. I can tell you, because my wife is right now learning Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic. And the reason she's learning all three languages simultaneously, but she's immense, with 1% of the IQ in the world, where I'm some guy lucky enough to marry her. Here's the deal. She's studying them because the Lord told her, Heidi, study these ancient languages so that you can understand the ancient scripts, okay?
Yes.
And so there's a lot involved in this. I think it's great research you're doing here on this part of it. And what did they find? Do you know what they may have found so far there?
They found out that King's List of the Anunnaki go back 550,000 years. It's all documented. They've been coming every time the planet passes in about a 3,600-year cycle, highly elliptic. Sometimes it passes closer from Earth, sometimes it passes farther away. When it passes closer, you're going to see events like much like the Great Flood in the time of Noah. And everything that's talked about in the Book of Revelations, people have to realize, and some people may want to disagree with me on this, but the Book of Revelations is not necessarily a book of the future. The Book of Revelation.
I'll disagree with you on that. I'll disagree.
The documented world event that has happened many times and literally happened.
I'll say this. Now, let's say this, Shepherd.
It's very predictable what happens every time this planet comes around.
Shepherd, I'll do this. I'll disagree with you, okay? But I'll agree with you on one point. The Bible is cyclical. Okay, so the Bible even tells what's happened will happen.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so the Book of Revelation is a prophecy of the end times because it is the prophecy of Jesus Christ. Okay, it's the spirit of prophecy.
Yes.
But it is also reciprocal.
Yes.
So
cyclical.
We learn from the past that will help us understand the future.
Yeah, I agree. So it can be interpreted either way. Yeah. And that's why it has great accuracy and holds weight to this day, as everyone knows that reads the Bible. So these stories in the Bible, when I read the Bible cover to cover, I interpret it in a more physical manner. So I look at the Bible as documented history. And when I do that, all of this is very fitting. Now, in Ronald Reagan, back in 1987, talked about how there was going to be a potential threat from outer space and how it would bring the world together.
Yes, he said that. Yes.
Right. Yep. So this is another sign. This is after the IRS telescope discovered this inbound object, this brown dwarf star. Now, the COVID-19 emergency declaration. Now, think about this. They're hoarding dust masks worldwide. They're telling us we don't need dust masks. They wanted to hoard them. They're setting up triage everywhere. They've activated 1 million reservists that are trauma surgeons and whatnot, this type of stuff. Of course, they're ready for civil unrest. People start seeing a planet move in, or we start getting bombarded by asteroids. There's going to be some crazy times, and they're going to need to have military set up worldwide to kind of handle this kind of chaos. But along with this, a lot of things could happen, and there's a lot of potential. So I'm looking at this whole COVID thing. I'm legitimately the most written journalists in the world on it with over 160 or more reports, maybe like 180. And I've been covering it for a long time. I was the first person to publicly announce that there would be lockdowns in the U.S., and I announced this on February 1st, far ahead of anyone. In fact, everything I said for the last 3 months literally came true almost to the day and to the date. I was even predicting stock market crashes on the exact day when they would happen, but yet not one other personality in the entire mainstream media could tell you any of this information, and everything I said pretty much came true to
the day. That Shepherd, get used to that. You and I and others have been dealing with this for a long, long time. Let me say something, folks. Shepherd Ambellus here. He is the founder of IntelliHub.com. That's IntelliHub.com. We're putting it up on the screen, let people know they can go check out your website and everything you're doing. He does a tremendous amount of research. I respect somebody who digs deep to try to find the truth and to understand the information that we're in. And I think that, especially with Planet X, Nibiru, you got the attention of Elon Musk while you were on Coast to Coast last week, and this is good stuff. People can find out. I'm telling you, the Bible told us that this stuff is coming. The incoming asteroids, the diseases, the plagues. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 24, folks? He said, in the last days there'll be false Christs and false prophets will come. They'll deceive many. Okay. We'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. This is not the end of the world. This is the beginning of sorrows. Okay. He said, because there'll be wars and rumors of wars and nations arising against nations, kingdom against kingdoms, famines. Look at the locusts, pestilences. Look at COVID-19. It's all happening.
We see that comets, when a comet passes, or wormwood, and it turns the waters red, it poisons the waters. Now, this is scientifically proven that when comets pass, they bring famine, disease, and even cannibalism.
Yes, it is. But look at the bubonic plague. There was, I mean, we know this from the solar eclipses. We know this from comets going over top. Plagues broke out back in medieval times. I mean, we've been dealing with this a while. You're exactly right. The world don't know because mainstream, lamestream, fake news media refuses to bring forth a narrative that would maybe be actually important. Not keeping up with the Kardashians, but keeping up with the Planet X, or what's going on with the heavens shaking and the earth quaking and the volcanoes, as you know, and the plagues, and then the government's reaction of it. And I think that you're doing a great job. We're running out of time here, folks, but this is Shepherd Ambellus. Go to his website. Check it out, IntelHub.com. Shepherd, we look forward to having you back again and talk some more about this incoming Planet X and the comet. What? Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, sir.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Shepherd.
Hey, can you come on my podcast?
What? What?
Thanks, Pastor.
What do you want me to do? Come on your podcast?
Yeah, I just started it up, a video podcast, and, let everyone know about what you guys are doing over there, and maybe we can talk about this a little more as well.
Sure, I'd love to. Heidi contacted you somehow.
We don't have to do it at any set time, and, whenever you think, when do you think maybe you might have time to do something like that?
Within the next 2-3 days. Heidi. We'll do it, okay?
Yeah, okay, great. All right. Send you the info. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on and being with us.
Yeah,
sure. Okay, bye-bye. All right, that is Shepherd Ambellus. Good guy. Let's face it, studying deep, digging into things. I appreciate the fact that he really does do research. I disagree with him. He and I had a little discussion there. I totally disagree with him that the president of the United States is in control. Okay, and I said, I love you, brother, but no, president is in control. But I agree with you that the agencies that formed FEMA and formed all of these different underground cities and FEMA camps, all these things, I said to him, I said, that's been way before Trump ever was thought of running for president. I mean, we're talking from the 80s. And also that the incoming asteroids, meteorites, comets, all the plagues that are on the earth, all this was biblical prophecy. So he and I had a little discussion there during those 30-second breaks. And he said, well, I'm going to disagree. I said, hey, we can agree to disagree. I totally believe the president is still in control of the United States of America. But these agencies that are within this country, folks, they've got agendas in play because they know what's coming. And you can believe me, NASA knows what's coming. And that's why the preparations are being made for the incoming deep impacts on the earth. And oh, by the way, even if you don't believe any of the science, you got to believe the Bible. The Bible told us in the book of Revelation, we are going to have these deep impacts. And oh, by the way, it's happened before. It's going to happen again. And the Bible does tell us in Revelation. So I have to respect a guy who I may disagree with on the president who's in charge of the country. I disagree with him, but I will agree with a lot of his great information that he's telling you about Planet X and Planet Number 9 and also those ancient scripts and when they went to Iraq. Yes, they did get the oil. Yes, they did. They had to kill. They had to stop ISIS. But they also had to go get those ancient scripts. And there's a reason for that, because in the ancient scripts are some documentation that's even before the Bible was written, before Moses sat down and wrote the Torah, okay, before it was delivered. So we have to understand that in these last days, we're going to see all kinds of things happening. And here on this broadcast, this is why we are very open-minded to let different people participate, because we do admit that we need to understand what else is happening. People have been digging around. I mean, I have to respect the fact that this guy, that Shepard Ambelisbrock, got himself down in the airport in Denver and found out about these underground cities there. Amazing that he was able to get to dig around on that. That's huge. And he's a good guy. I look forward to being on his podcast. We'll have him back. But I'm going to ask you a question. If the Bible is coming to pass, just like I said with Shepard, if the Bible is coming to pass, if the technology is catching up with the prophecies, if the scientists can now see what's coming, do you know the Bible says men's hearts will fail them for fear, for looking after those things that are coming up on the earth? Are people afraid right now of the incoming asteroids? Absolutely. They don't even want to hear about it. My neighbor across the road said, what are you going to talk about? I told him, he said, oh my God, I'm going to listen, I'm going to watch. People are afraid of the unknown. They're afraid of what's coming. But the Bible plainly told us what's coming. And yes, they will throw you into prison. You will be persecuted. There will be a beast kingdom. There will be a new world order. There will be a mark of the beast. There will be an antichrist. I don't like it. I don't want him. I don't want to hear about him, really. But my job is to tell you it's going to happen. I don't want to even know that any asteroids could hit us, Brock, but it's going to happen. We're running out of time, folks. Literally, Christ is coming. Jesus, you cannot save yourself on this earth, but with Christ, you have nothing to fear. For the Lord hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but the power and the love and the sound mind. It's your moment to be saved. It is your day to be saved. We're going to get a song right here, right now, and give you an opportunity to call upon the name of the Lord. We've got 2,500 people gathered here right now. And we want to do this. If you're here and you're listening, I don't know where my, there it is. If you're here and you're listening and you need to be saved, I want to do this right now. I'm going to give you a chance. We're going to play a song. Listen, Jesus is coming. There's no doubt about it. I'm looking forward to his return. I'm not afraid of his return, but I know the birthing pains is a little scary. The birthing pains is a little unnerving. I remember being in the delivery room of all three of my sons being born. This is going to be the greatest days of my life. My sons are being born. But the pain my wife's going through, the uncertainty of the delivery, apprehension, uncomfortable, not sure, but expecting the greatness of the arrival. Are you expecting the coming of Christ? Brock, get us a song. Type, I want to be saved. 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 This is your moment.